Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is February 9th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Investors will continue to have their eyes on the impact of the coronavirus outbreak in the week ahead as some companies attempt to restart factories. In Q1, the coronavirus is estimated to have cost the global economy $280 billion. Companies looking for a virus breakthrough include Moderna pushing ahead with plans for a vaccine, and Gilead Science, which we talk about later in the podcast, testing an antiviral drug in a controlled trial in China. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to testify to Congress from February 11 through the 12th. Powell could be grilled on the Fed's strategy on the repo market, asset purchases, the impact of the coronavirus outbreak on the economy, and what he has described previously as the unsustainable path of the accelerating federal deficit. Key earnings reports are due in from Under Armour, Alibaba, and NVIDIA in the week ahead. There are also a flood of corporate conferences, a Samsung event, and the 13F filing season to track. In earnings news, restaurant brands reports on February 10th. Hasbro, Hilton, Under Armour, and Western Union report on the 11th. Cisco, CVS Health, Shopify, Teva Pharmaceuticals, and TripAdvisor report on the 12th. Alibaba, NVIDIA, Pepsi, Roku, AIG, and Yelp all report on the 13th, and AstraZeneca reports on the 14th. A big development to watch this week in the world of dividends is the shareholder vote at Overstock.com on proposals related to the company's digital dividend. Current Overstock shareholders will receive one digital share for every 10 shares of the traditional stock they hold if the measure is approved. An estimated distribution date of March 9th has been set for the digital payout. Overstock CEO Jonathan Johnson said of the innovation, "This is an important step for the first dividend of its kind to give our shareholders access to the next generation of capital markets powered by T0. The Samsung Galaxy Unpacked 2020 event will feature new updates to the Samsung Galaxy S20 series. The S20 line follows the Galaxy S10 from last year that's tipped to include a Galaxy S20, a Galaxy S20 Plus, and a Galaxy S20 Ultra. Samsung is also heavily rumored to be ready to announce a new foldable handset called the Galaxy Z Flip and a new set of wireless earbuds. If there is a surprise Samsung reveal, it might come in the form of new smart speakers." Some business updates happening this coming week. ADP will hold an Innovation Day on February 10th. Members of the ADP Senior Management Team and Technology Organization will provide updates on the company's investments in innovation and its vision for its HCM technology portfolio. Valve will post its Q4 production report on February 11th. The company will report iron ore, pellets, coal, nickel, copper, cobalt, and gold production numbers for the quarter. On a more macro level, FedEx is due to issue its 2020 economic update on February 10th, while General Motors CEO Mary Barra is a keynote speaker at the National Association of Dealers Association show on February 12th. Also of note, BP CEO Bernard Looney will give a talk on February 12th to address corporate goals and share the company's concerns about climate change. Looney says he will lay out BP's low-carbon goals as well. And tonight is the Academy Awards. Netflix is hoping to win some Oscars after landing 24 nominations to top all studios, including 10 for Martin Scorsese's The Irishman. Netflix has underperformed at the Oscars in the past, and some think Hollywood's old guard is hesitant to give up the statuettes to the streamer. Shares of Netflix could see a bit of a bounce if that streak is broken. And in Barron's mention, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The third annual ranking of America's most sustainable companies is the cover story this week. Shares of the 100 companies on the list returned 34% on average last year to top the return on the S&P 500 index of 32%. Agilent Technologies, Texas Instruments, and Voya Financial top the ranking of companies by environmental, social, and governance policies. Other ESG winners in the top 10 are Tiffany, Best Buy, HP Inc., W.W. Grainger, Cisco, Avnet, and Autodesk. Beat-up Kraft Heinz is seen as having up to 40% upside if new management can right the ship. The food company is expected to sell off at least a couple of key assets to boost its balance sheet. The publication also thinks the energy sector finally looks tempting after slumping another 10% this year versus a 3% rise in the S&P. The usual suspects, BP, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and Royal Dutch Shell, are all seen as attractive at current levels. We end this week's Stocks to Watch with our single stock focus. And as we mentioned in the intro, Gilead Sciences has been making some headlines in its treatment for the coronavirus. On Thursday, the Value Portfolio wrote an article about Gilead Sciences, whose shares closed Friday at just under $69. The Value Portfolio begins its article with a description of Gilead Sciences and then talks about its next chapter. Gilead Sciences has recently made news due to its drugs being used as an experimental treatment for 2019-nCoV. 2019-nCoV is one of the largest novel outbreaks and will continue spreading based on recent news, such as 1,700 people under observation in India. As the world's second most populous country, the latest news about this virus is concerning. The point here isn't to analyze the coronavirus in detail, but rather to show that in an uncertain world, companies like Gilead Sciences have essential long-term demand for their expertise. And with the company's newfound focus on its next chapter, after its new CEO joined less than a year ago, the company is focused on taking advantage of this expertise. The company's next chapter is expected to be focused on the company's durable core business, existing pipeline strategy, and the plan for future growth. Since the new CEO joined the business from Roche, the company has made a number of significant changes. First, the company made Kite Pharma a separate operating company, a major move since it acquired the company for $11.9 billion just over 2 years ago. It shows the company's progress toward building a portfolio of impressive assets that will drive future growth. Additionally, the company established an external innovation group and created a new leadership growth. The Value Portfolio then goes on to talk about Gilead Sciences' antiviral strength. Gilead Sciences has continued to focus on the strength of its antiviral portfolio, showing its ability to build a resilient HIV business in spite of patent expiration. The company is the antiviral world leader with 15 launches in 10 years. Additionally, the company is working on its long-term portfolio in the HIV markets. The most important aspect of this is moving patients to TAF-based treatments, a new and more effective treatment with longer patent protection. The company's current drug of choice here is Biktarvy. The drug has grown into the number one most prescribed HIV treatment with the best launch in history and has zero cases of treatment-emergent resistance. Going forward, outside of HIV, the company's antiviral portfolio should continue to generate substantial income even if it wasn't where it was at the peak of the hepatitis C cure. The company has expanded in China with 8 products approved since 2017 and 4 new ones listed for January 2020 reimbursement. In the hepatitis C business, the company is working to sustain its 60% U.S. market share with lower prices. I expect the company's hepatitis C business to stabilize at just over $2 billion in annual revenue, enough to support continued shareholder cash flow. The Value Portfolio then goes on. Past the antiviral program, Gilead Sciences has focused on rebuilding its pipeline through partnerships with other companies that provide numerous opportunities. Gilead Sciences has 41 clinical stage pipelines with 14 P3 and registrational P2 trials, that is, trials that have a much higher chance of reaching completion. The company also has 4 breakthrough therapy designations and 13 MMEs via in-licensing, showing its strategy to rebuild its portfolio. The company's overall pipelines and the number of programs have expanded significantly and shows the company's strength. Discussing its dividend, the Value Portfolio says, the company has continued to maintain its quarterly dividend of 63 cents a share, amounting to an annual 4% returns. At the same time, its annual shareholder returns total about $5.4 billion, representing an around 9% shareholder yield, which shows the company's strong financials and shareholder return power. The Value Portfolio then discusses the company's risks. Gilead Sciences has a few risks worth paying attention to. The two largest are the company's R&D pipeline, along with PrEP lawsuits. The company has faced a lawsuit from the U.S. Department of Health Services for PrEP. PrEP is expected to be one of the major growth drivers of the company's HIV portfolio and has already expanded significantly. The lawsuit is still in its early stages. However, U.S. Department of Health alleges they should own the patent due to early work done on PrEP. The outcome of the lawsuit remains to be seen. Another major risk for the company is its R&D pipeline. As we discussed, the company has many promising drugs in the pipeline and together has the potential to make up $7.7 billion in annual revenue, or 50% of the revenue of the HIV portfolio currently, supporting the company's valuation strength. In conclusion, the value portfolio ends here. The coronavirus scare helps to highlight the strength of Gilead Sciences' antiviral portfolio and its importance in an unpredictable world. The company has an impressive portfolio of assets and is continuing to execute on the next phase of its strategy. Together, these things give the company a strong financial picture and the ability for generous shareholder rewards. Its cash pile gives it flexibility, and I expect shareholder rewards to be strong going forward. Overall, Seeking Alpha contributors skew bullish on Gilead Sciences, with 4 very bullish, 1 bullish, and 7 neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.